The Christian church has a long history of liturgy because we have an unchanging God and his unchanging word. I'm going to read what might be the longest continuous call to worship that's certainly goes back 3,500 years, and I wouldn't be surprised one iota if our descendants aren't here on earth in this city 3,500 years from now reading the same thing. So I'm going to read from Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words I am commanding to you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and talk to them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Now, some will say, well, that was in the Old Testament. Let's go to Matthew 22, starting in verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered themselves together. And one of them, a lawyer, I'll give you a hermeneutical tip here. Whenever there's a lawyer that's asking Jesus a question, it's a trick question, and it never works. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, quote, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment, and the second is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.